What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here in Frisco, Texas, with the newest Mission, Chris Sargent. Chris, yesterday, your first game in affiliated baseball, and you hit a home run. How did that feel?
It felt great. It was so real. It really feels like a dream to be here. To have this opportunity, I'm so blessed and thankful. But to come here and hit that home run, first hit career hit in affiliated baseball is pretty awesome.
Did you hear that eruption from the dugout? I mean, I could hear it from four stories high, even with a headset on. How did it sound from you as you rounded the bases?
It was awesome. It's a great group of guys. You know, you never know what you come into. When you go from one team, you establish a good brotherhood, then you come to another. But it's a great group of guys here, and they've really welcomed me and made me feel comfortable. And it was good to hear the dugout go crazy.
So you're just in the Pioneer League with the Ogden Raptors, and you get a call that the San Diego Padres want to sign you. How did that go down? What do you remember about the process? And, I mean, where were you when all this was happening?
Yeah, we were at home. I knew that someone was coming out to watch me on Friday and Saturday, and played well. Still didn't really think nothing was going to happen so late in the season. But it was surreal. He actually came in to brought me into a meeting and asked me a few questions, and he was like, "You think you can play in AA?" And I was like, "I think so. Yeah, I believe I can." And he was like, "Well, we're going to send you to AA. We're going to sign you. We're going to send you for the rest of the season." And the emotions was unreal, and just to have the opportunity. I've waited my whole life for this, and I just want to make the most of it.
So, what do you feel made you ready for AA? Why were you so confident?
Just how I was playing there, and 2 years there, I was blessed to play for the Raptors, and I don't know. I just feel like my skills has always been kind of overlooked, and for someone to take a chance on me, and the confidence, you got to have confidence to play, and I try to stay humble as a person, and but you also got to have confidence within yourself, and I just really felt like, you know, I could really compete at this level.
So one game down, 16 to go in the season. What do you feel like you can prove in this stretch?
Just my power a little bit. Obviously, I want to prove that I can catch well, because in college, it really gave me a shot to catch much, but played every day at first base. But just to prove I can catch at this level, and the hitting will come. I mean, the natural ability will hone in for me and help me out with that. So I think I can prove a little bit that I can withhold the pitching, and because the pitching's different, obviously. But I really think I can hold my own, and I want to prove that to everyone.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing point you make, because you really didn't start catching until you were with those Pioneer Independent Leagues levels. So why did you make that switch, and what do you think you can do to continue to get better?
Yeah, I made the switch because that's the only way I'd make it to affiliated. Because, I've seen guys in the Pioneer League play first base and hit 400 and nothing ever happened. So I really knew that I had it in my tank to catch, and that was the only opportunity I'd have. And obviously the manager over there at the Pioneer, Evan Parker, and Ed Campanello, I really appreciate them giving me the opportunity to catch, because he was the one that I went up to and looked. I was like, "I can catch." And he was like, "All right." And he gave me a shot, an opportunity. And it's 2 years later, it's panned out to be one of the best decisions ever. And just going out and getting better. I know the manager here, Luke, was a catcher. And I'm just excited to kind of hear from him and try to get better and work every day to get better at it.
Well, it was an amazing moment, one that Missions fans won't forget, part of an incredible night, and I'm sure one you'll remember forever. So, Chris Sargent, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Stu, back to you.